This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Lions quarterback can't take that many hits. He can't. The whole season is based upon this guy's health. And we got an email this morning saying J.J. Watt broke his leg, and that got updated on national TV within 10 minutes, right? I mean, that was amazing how quickly that information got.
Same thing with Odell Beckham Jr.
Can we get a little information on Stafford? I mean, I got to tell you, this seems like it'd be a rather big story.
Well, but he didn't break his leg.
He didn't break his leg.
He kept playing in the game, so this isn't one of those things where
he kept finishing.
If he broke his leg, maybe he would have said something.
I know. I'd really like an update on Matthew Stafford, but I suppose a big part of that falls on the Lions organization. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chubb flows flying in. And we'll get to some of those via your texts and tweets. So if you sent one, we're going to read it. So hang on. Hang tight. Oh, we may read it. They got to do something about this line. And obviously, Decker is coming back. But right now, given what this means for the quarterback taking hits, I'm done with Eric Ebron, okay? Darren Fells is a better blocker. Darren Fells is a better receiver. Darren Fells should be starting. And it's not because of the receptions. It's because they need to keep him in and protect the quarterback. They can't allow Stafford to get hit this much. This could end the season at any given moment.
Yeah, he looks I'm not going to say he looks fragile out there because he's tough as nails and he's played 101 straight games here. But he got beat up. I mean, there was that picture of him. It's one thing to be gimping around, getting back to the huddle, but they taped his thigh. Then later on, they retaped his ankle. He's bleeding from his hand, and he's adjusting everything on his body. He just struggled to get up after every play. I mean, he was a mess. And I bet he's limited in practice this week, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. They need to protect the quarterback. They need to make some decision on Ebron, and I'm with you 100%. Fells needs to play more. And it's obvious to us as fans, I'm pretty sure it's getting obvious to Jim Caldwell as well. Eric Ebron has one skill, and that is
what?
That he's
he can
big,
run?
Well, that he's fast, yeah.
He can run.
He's fast, and he's a mismatch typically for the opposition. Because he's hard to obviously he's got the advantage with his speed. He's not overly big, but he's typical tight end size, and he's got great speed. But what good is it if he can't hang on to the football and utilize that speed? If you get wide open and they throw it to you and you drop it, who cares? It may as well have been thrown 30 feet over your head. Same result.
All right, 248-539-9797. There's a lot more to say on that, but people have been patient. We got Champ and Chum votes flowing in, and let's go to Dan in Brighton. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Dan.
Hey, I was just calling to reiterate what you just said about Ebron. I'm wondering how long they're going to try to make this guy work on the team when he just can't. He just doesn't work, and I'm shocked that he's still starting. And I'd be really surprised if they were to extend his contract at the end of the season. And I'm wondering, do you think they're just going to let him go or maybe try and trade him for anything they could get for him? Or do you think they're going to keep trying to stick it out with him?
I can't imagine he's got a future in Detroit. I mean, I can't. It would take a remarkable turnaround from here on out for him to get a contract extension, in my opinion. And Bob Quinn's got to be asking himself. Bob Quinn, I think we got a town right now in Quinn we trust.
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to wonder what the future holds for Eric Ebron and wonder out loud. And, it's a club option for next year. I don't see that getting picked up.
Right. And that's what I'm wondering, if they could trade him by the deadline for anything, a fifth rounder or just something to get for what they gave up for him.
I would take a fifth rounder.
Exactly.
I think we'd all take that. He was targeted four times. He caught the one pass. which was the last time we think he was targeted, and he dropped two of them. And they'll say, he says, and it's evident too if you watch the film, if the one ball in the end zone was slightly tipped, so what?
Catch the ball. It was a tough catch.
It was, yeah, but it's a makeable catch, and it still hits you, you know, right in the pads. Make the play. And the other one, there's no excuse for. And then what are they going to say about that one? That was tipped or was a tough? No. These are plays that, of course, Average Joe's not going to make, but Average Joe isn't a professional football player. Average Joe wasn't selected in the first round. Average Joe didn't have this problem in college. You had this problem in college. You knew when he drafted him that he was a guy that was going to have issues of dropping the ball. Well, guess what? Nothing's gotten better. He's dropped the ball an awful lot.
248-539-9797. Les on a cell, you're next. Hi, Les.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? I listen to your show from a far away. Two questions. Number one, everybody in Detroit keeps ripping Stafford, but as an ex-football player, how can you expect a player to be good when he's on his back all day? Number one. And number two, I know it's off topic a little bit. Has somebody told Harbaugh to settle down on the sidelines because he's nowhere near as animated as he was last year? It seems like he's lost some energy. And curious to hear your comments on that.
Interesting. I have not noticed that, but let me give that some thought. And have you noticed it? Because it's funny, given where I watch the games from, and sometimes I get a chance to watch him again, given where I watch the games from, I don't always see him. I don't know if he just hasn't had as much to yell about.
Well, defensively, there's not a whole lot to yell about from him. Offensively, I think he should be yelling. I think he should be yelling at his offensive coordinator.
I think he needs to. I think he needs to step up here. I think this is where the head coach needs to step up.
Yeah, he should. But as far as Stafford and
I don't think everybody in Detroit rips on Stafford.
No, they don't. I'm not giving him a pass today. Yes, I admit the offensive line was horrendous yesterday, and he was under duress the entire time. But he has to be better, too. He has to make some of those plays, and he didn't make some of those plays.
But I categorically agree with him that there wasn't a lot for him to do. He was running for his life. That was no time in the pocket. And I don't think everybody in Detroit is ripping on Stafford anymore.
No, they're not. But there were plays there where he had time to throw. He just didn't throw it. Now, some of that, of course, it's going to look bad because he's the quarterback, and he's got to make those plays. Some of that's on the receivers because they're not getting open.
Sounds very familiar.
Sure, it does. But, hey, at the end of the day, he's the quarterback, and he's got to take it.
Let's go to Josh and Warren. You're next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. Hey. Real quick before my champ and chump, wasn't it funny when that Jimmy Graham contract came out, and then he was like, didn't he tweet out something like, this is going to be very interesting? It's going to be interesting that he doesn't have a job next year. But, anyway.
He did tweet something out about that, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when he was like, it was before he even played a game, he was like, oh, this is going to be game-changing and interesting. It was terrible. I got that guy.
I heard Jamie last night on TV, Jamie from morning shows, make the comments on Fox that Ebron just doesn't get it. And when he got drafted, I made the comment that Ebron's personality is probably going to be part of his story. And he does some weird things on social media. Remember with the injury where he left the game and everybody thought he might be real critical, and he tweeted out a video of him like singing in his car, and there's just some weird stuff that has taken place with him, and I just can't imagine there's much future for Eric Ebron in Detroit.
But the reason I called, though, is my champ, I'm a Michigan fan, but my champ is Mark Antonio. This guy, I can't stand him. There's when he was after the win, the interview, his smug little smile and laughing, and it just, I usually don't get upset like to where I take it so personally, but I just got so mad that they won at Michigan Stadium again, and our savior, we were sold a bill of goods on Jim Harbaugh coming in here and changing this team. This team does not get up for rivalry games. This team is just as soft as the Rich Rod and Hoke teams in these rivalry games. And Harbaugh is my chump because you cannot have a quarterback controversy this bad and have no offense when you are an offensive-minded coach. This team is beat up in the trenches on the rivalry games. This team gets pushed around by this, and no offense to State fans, this Michigan State team is not a vintage D'Antonio team from the past 10 years. This team is nowhere close to being as good as those teams. And we got bullied again. When is it going to change?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.